Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 8th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Technical decadence, Gen AI priority, Fastino's innovation, AI hospital. Technical decadence. Smart light switches, AI toothbrushes, and high-tech toasters. Have companies taken product optimization too far? Ask any user struggling with a Wi-Fi-dependent coffee maker or a fridge that incessantly pings their phone to warn about the dwindling crushed ice supply. While technology aims to simplify life, letting us call anyone, anywhere, or listen to favorite tunes on the go, some upgrades seem unnecessarily complex. Simple button presses are replaced by awkward touchscreen swipes. Are these modern marvels truly necessary? Or are they mere indulgences creating issues we never had and, in some cases, additional problems when these upgrades malfunction? Gen AI priority. A recent study by Amazon Web Services reveals that companies worldwide are prioritizing investments in generative AI, creating new leadership roles, and adopting hybrid development strategies. According to the Generative AI Adoption Index, 45% of IT leaders plan to make generative AI their top priority by 2025, surpassing traditional security tools, preferred by only 30%. The study surveyed 3,739 IT decision-makers across 9 countries, including Germany, the USA, and Japan. The focus is on seamless integration into existing workflows, with 65% highlighting its importance in regulated industries. 60% of companies have already appointed a chief AI officer, with another 26% to follow by 2026. Despite these shifts, only 14% currently have structured change management strategies. 90% are experimenting with generative AI, but just 44% have moved beyond the pilot phase. The study identifies key challenges like skill shortages, high development costs, and data biases. Fastino's innovation. Fastino, hailing from Palo Alto, has unveiled a novel AI model architecture that's small and tailored for specific tasks. These models are so compact that they can be trained using low-end gaming GPUs with a total cost under $100,000. Fastino has raised $17.5 million in seed funding, led by Kosla Ventures, bringing their total funding close to $25 million. Focused on speed, accuracy, and cost-effectiveness, Fastino's models outperform flagship counterparts on certain tasks. Their offerings cater to enterprises, handling tasks like sensitive data redaction and document summarization, appealing to researchers with a unique approach to language model development. AI Hospital. China has introduced a groundbreaking healthcare concept with the world's first fully AI-powered hospital. Created by Tsinghua University in Beijing, the Agent Hospital stands out with its 14 AI doctors and 4 AI nurses, capable of diagnosing, treating, and managing up to 3,000 patients daily, all without human intervention. These AI doctors have demonstrated impressive proficiency by passing the U.S. medical licensing exam with over 93% accuracy. The hospital offers medical students a safe, hyper-realistic training environment, free from real-world risks. Utilizing multimodal large language models, this facility provides real-time patient interactions, handling diagnoses, prescribing treatments, and monitoring disease progression digitally. Furthermore, its predictive capabilities aim to anticipate disease spread, aiding in pandemic preparedness. Although still in research, the Agent Hospital hints at a future where AI could ease healthcare burdens, deliver constant care to underserved regions, and transform medical education. Regulatory and ethical challenges remain, but AI's role in healthcare is becoming increasingly significant. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.